Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned into the Hour Show.
-10.
And it is the biggie.
It is the biggie.
It's your boy Journey Gray.
Nine, eight,
I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, man, cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Mazen, ghostwriting, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm precise. When I'm writing to the score of my life, through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this thriller. These plates bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo. This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the D-Hour Show.
To the D Hour Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Your boy D Slate in the building once again on this lovely, lovely Tuesday night, September 18, 2012. It's Tuesday. It's the Tuesday spot. Getting it in for the fit-ins tonight. Absolutely no doubt. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us tonight on the Tuesday spot. We got a great show tonight. We don't have any significant interviews tonight, but it don't matter because the Brothers of the D Hour Show is in the building. Your boy D Slate. I got my boy CK in the building. CK, what's good?
Nothing much, G. What's going on with you? What's up, everybody? How y'all doing tonight? Glad to be on.
Good, man.
Look forward to
the show. Chilling. Chilling, baby.
What's up?
Chilling. Chilling like a polar bear in the Antarctic with a thong on. It don't get no chillier than that. It don't get no chillier than that.
I heard that.
No doubt. Got my boy Elio in the building. What's good, bro?
For sure, yes. Elio's in the building. I'm looking forward to tonight. We're about to get real personal. We're going to get it in.
Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're debuting two new segments that we're going to be doing on the Tuesday spot every Tuesday. My man CK has a segment, Elio has a segment, and we're going to be getting that in, debuting it tonight on the D Hour Show. So definitely make sure you guys keep it locked because we're going to be getting it in with that tonight. And you never know, you know. You never know what's going to go down tonight. You never know what we're going to be talking about. The Brothers of the D Hour Show tend to get a little deep every now and then. So you said, D Slate, how deep do you guys get? You know what a black hole is? That's all I got to say. You know, we get deep, baby. We get deep. But, we tend to do that. We have some fun, and what we like to do is give you guys what we like to call real radio. Real radio. That's what we like to give every single time. So definitely thank you guys for tuning in. All the listeners and supporters of the D Hour Show, what we like to call the D Team, thank you so much for supporting us on the D Hour Show. And it's popping. We the over Redenbacher radio because we keep it popping all the time. All you got to do is bring the butter. It don't matter what kind, parquet, you know, Lando Lakes, you know. I thought it tasted like butter, but it was nothing but cheap margarine. Whatever it is you like to use, you know what I'm saying? It's on you. It depends on you. So, also, if you're a singer, hip-hop artist, if you're a poet, and you like to recite some poetry, you like to sing, you like to spit some hip-hop, you like to bust, you like to spit bars, you got a mixtape, you just want to get you some airplay because you're an incredible singer, hip-hop artist, or poet, don't worry. You're on the real radio now. You're on real radio, The Hour Show. All you got to do is hit us up, thehourshow@gmail.com. That's thehourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords, The Hour Show. Or you can just Google us. Yes. Now, if you Google us, you'll get all the information you need. Now, trust me, if you Google the Be Our Show and you see a picture of a pot of chitlins, don't go by that, okay? Apparently, you know, I don't know, somebody, you know, took some pictures of chitlins and, you know, may have put Be Our Show or something on it. I don't know how that happened, but, you know, just trust me. You know, the pot of chitlins isn't the Be Our Show, you know, so don't worry about that, you know. But I also want to say we were supposed to have our huge poetry showcase tonight on the D Hour Show, but we postponed it to November 6th. November 6th will be our huge poetry showcase. So definitely make sure you guys keep the ears locked. We'll get the information to you guys throughout the rest of this month and October. And also, October is the month of Halloween, what I like to call Horror Month. Horror Month USA. For the whole month of October, on the Tuesday spot, we're gonna be getting it in with some of your favorite horror movie actors and actresses and directors and producers and different things like that. So keep it locked. We're gonna be getting it in for the spooky month of October, and just also giving you guys some tidbits of some, you know, scary movies. And, you know, if you're a horror movie fan, you know, we'll be telling you what type of movies to go check out and what you should see and what you should definitely don't see, because there's some real whack-ass horror movies out there. But we're going to try to make sure you stay away from those as well. Before we you know, kick off some of these hits, because you know we're always playing the hits on the D Hour Show, I want to tell the brothers, I want to tell the brothers that I saw this article yesterday, and it was kind of intriguing. It was crazy because I think we might have touched on it a little bit yesterday, but for those that wasn't listening, but there was a gentleman, there was a fisherman that was trapped out in the Pacific Ocean. And he was out there for 100 or more days, and he was adrift on his boat, and he was laying there, and he heard, I think he might have been sleeping or napping, and he heard some scratching under the bottom of the boat. So apparently it was a great white shark. Apparently the great white shark led the fisherman, the lost fisherman, to some rescuers who rescued the lost fisherman. Now, I know that's a little unheard of, that the great white shark helped the fisherman and led him to the rescuers. I'm gonna take a stab in a different direction, and I'm gonna say that I think maybe the great white shark was a vegan, okay, and he just didn't like meat, so he said, "The hell with it, I might as well help the man out anyway and try to get him to some rescuers," or the great white shark could have been as dumb as donkey spit, okay? He could have been as dumb as donkey spit, and he could have been thinking, yeah, I'm going to take him out all the way out into the sea right around into my area, and then I'm going to get him, and then he led him right into some rescuers. So, you know, it could have been one or two different things. You know, the shark could have just been stupid and thought he was taking him somewhere where he can get his grub on, or he was just the first vegetarian shark who just decided, hey, I don't eat meat, let me help the brother out and get him to some rescuers, you know, because he is kind of funky. He's been out here in this ocean, you know what I'm saying? He ain't took a bath or a shower, you know what I'm saying? There's fish floating around his boat. Clearly, we need to get him the hell up out the ocean. So
I don't know. It could be a setup. You know, take him to the rescuers. The other people come out in the water. We have a feast instead of, you know, you sacrifice one to get five.
Exactly. You know, he might be trying to, and the great white was probably trying to set him up. You know, he was probably saying, you know what, I got one. I could probably pull in a few more, and we could have me and my fam, we could have us a nice little family reunion in this piece. You know what I'm saying? A nice little buffet in this piece. But, you know, apparently it didn't work out for them too well. So,
Let's try outside, though. He could have been looking out. The shark could have been looking out. Like, look, my crew get ready to come. You don't want to be here right now. Keep it moving.
Right. He could have. You're right. He could have been trying to help. Look, my Uncle Sharky, he a trip. Let me try to get this dude up out of here because, you know, Sharky get a little buck wild when he smells some human around. So let me try to help this dude out and get him up out of here before Uncle Sharky get over here and start really losing his mind. And you're right. He might have been trying to help the dude out. He might have been trying to help him out.
I don't know. That just seems a little too fishy to me. Something just don't seem right. I'm just going to be honest. I'm thinking that they may have had plans for him to be an early Thanksgiving feast or that was like his way of trying to make peace with the humans. I don't know. This something don't seem right. It's just a little too fishy. I don't know. Maybe I've been dipping in the salt water a little too much. I don't know about that one, y'all. What y'all think about
that? That's real. I mean, you know, I think it was just weird to me. You know, that's the first incident because throughout the year and previous years, we've heard about sharks just plain old attacking people. So for a great white shark to actually help somebody, and it was a little off to me. It was a little weird. So, you know, I thought that was rather unusual, and I wanted to spread the news about that. But we got more. What was that, bro?
You sure it wasn't flipping going mutant?
It could have been, you know, that might have been the situation. That could have been it. But I don't know. It was weird. I just, you know, like I said, you hear about somebody losing a leg or arm, you know, from a great white shark or something like that, or just plain old just getting killed by one. But for one to actually help one, you know, I'm thinking that the dude, he saw the fin and he thought it was great white and it could have been a whale or something, you know. I don't know. Maybe he was sipping on a different type of salt water. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to do some DC diving and do some investigating on there and get back to you about that, D.
We can do that. No doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, we got some news that we're going to be talking about a little later as well. For all those that like American Idol, there was some news that hit the internet and the airwaves about Nicki Minaj and Keith Urban, the country star, being the new judges for American Idol on top of Randy Jackson and Mariah Carey. There's also some other news about that as well, but as well as for those that like the reality show The Voice, it seems that for the next season of The Voice, not this current season, but the next season, Christina Aguilera and CeeLo Green is going to be taking a hiatus from the show for personal, you know, reasons or maybe business reasons. And supposedly Usher and Shakira will be taking their spot. Yeah, we'll be talking about that as well. You know, I'm going to get the brothers' thoughts about those particular shows and the replacements and how that's going to go down for these two popular music reality shows. But in the meantime, on the Tuesday spot, we got to do what we do best, and that's play the hits. So right now, we got a couple of hits for you. When we come back, we got the business as always. D Slay, CK, Leo, the brothers of the D-Hour show in the building. It's my man Fife Dawg with his new joint, Snipe Dogg from a Tribe Called Quest with his new solo joint, Soul Man, right here on the D Hour Show Tuesday spot. Let's go.
Yeah, I'll leave the singing to the one and only Queen of Hot Buttered Soul. Up, listen, yeah. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Whose shoe game is the illest of all? Uh-huh. It was a no-brainer. 5 seconds it lasted. Then upset Price, who said, me, you dumb bastard. Who got the constant Rand Jordan shipment? More kicks in the crib than Jay Dilla had equipment. Recession or not, got the shoe game fun locked. Lick the bottom of my clock, cause I'm staying on this box. Human highlights, Brooks, I came to dreamy tonic. Gag painting gloves when he ran with the Sonic. Puma, California's Adidas top 10. LA Gears, that's that book. New Balance had the carpet, but don't stop it. Reebok questions rocket. Fat Five with the Barclays still made a profit. Jordan 2, 5, 8, 10, what you want? The St. John, Syracuse, Villanova dunk.
I gotta admit, man, I got this shoe game on lock, for real, for real. You know what I mean? I'm a New Yorker, what do you want? The fashion capital of the world.
Quasimodos, high top mesh with a swoosh on the side. But why they only make a couple hundred pairs? At least make another one for me, it's only fair. Now I'm dreaming about these kicks I never had. Till I saw the skater dives, brought a twinkle to my eye. Low top, all black like Felix the Cat. The mother colors got me feeling like I'm sitting in a candy shop. They so sweet, make me spend my last dime on them. I know I got a problem, but yo, I had a cop. So I stop them every time I walk by like I'm fly guy. Messed around and turn my soles in the fish bowls. With these lobsters on my feet, man, I'm feeling gourmet. I don't dip them in no butter, though they fine out of ears. Got me feeling like a kid when I cop some new junks. I don't want to grow up till my closet's filled up.
That's what I'm talking about, Lil. They don't understand how we do the shoe thing, you know what I mean? Yo, you remember the Jordan 1? Not the Chicago Bulls joint, but the Tar Heel joint. Them joints right there, they bring nothing but tears to my eyes. That's how much I love them so much. You know what I'm saying? When it came to this throwback game, y'all know who had it on lock. Now I'm too old to wear them, I frame them. Take them.
I was labeled the king of the throwback. Indeed, I represented it. Contrusting Tim's, Levi's, Kirby Puckett, authentic. Most thought I was investing in Mitchell and Ness. When I rock a Laker jersey, Magic Johnson Weston, New York fashion plate, man. My boroughs different styles, man. When I'm on the rest, I rock my brown leather chucks, fam. Pat Ewing Adidas for a mid, sun is on. While I'm baffled by these dudes
with fluorescent pastries on.
Wagwan, big up to Simmons, y'all seen. Got my MX 95 with my LRG jeans. Now that I'm older, got a little wiser. Rock a Yankee fitted with Brooks brother attire. Navy suede LV, cause they so comfy. But if I choose to save dough, rock my suit with shell toes. Asics, ponies, ride lava Saccone. Shoot hoops in my LeBron, be Paul LaMelo gone. Kill him! Yeah, and I wanna pick up my man Mark Shin up at Adidas. Layla, up at Adidas, I see y'all. Word up, been looking out on the good. For real, for real. My man Big Red's up at Brand Jordan. You know the collection crazy right about now. You know what I'm saying? You are now listening to the sounds of the New Balance 574 King. That will be me, no doubt. Pick up my man Lil. Came through on the love, love, you know what I mean? Word up. But here's what I gotta do, though. I gotta get this Viking jump off and rock it with some Kobe's. You know the black, gold, purple joints. Woo-wee. I gotta be the king of this, for real. I know most of y'all got more sneakers than me, but y'all can't rock it like we.
you have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker, then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show, the Tuesday spot right here, the brothers of the D-Hour Show in the building. D-Slade, CK, LEO, we getting it in tonight for the fit-ins. Playing the hits, that was my girl Terry Tobin with Love Me. And you know before that was my man Fife Diggy, Fife Dog, with his hit Soul Man, getting it in like that, as always. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, hanging out with us tonight on the Tuesday spot. We definitely appreciate you and your support. Thank you guys so much. Before I get into some of the things I was talking about right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the time and we are going to introduce, one of our segments tonight. CK, if you please. Please introduce us to your new segment on the Tuesday spot.
Well, the new segment for tonight is called The Brothers Discussion. We're going to sit around and, like we do on Monday night, like a round table panel, and discuss the issues of the music industry as far as independent, any genre music, as well as the poetry world, the acting world, anywhere, any part of entertainment, or any topic of that matter. And, you know, here, anybody want to call in, they can call 718-766-4553 and, you know, bring their input to the discussion as well.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, the new segment on the D-Hour Show presented by my man CK, the Brothers Discussion. CK, if you please, let's get it started.
All right, D. I've been thinking about this today, and I want to know what's going on. You know, today is the release of Michael Jackson's 25th anniversary of Bad, and, you know, on top of that, I'm trying to figure out what's going on in the music industry. Sometime last week, I wrote a piece called Take Me Back, and I thought about times when I was a kid and I was a teenager, and how the music was so different as how it is now. Back then, I remember we used to go to Sam Goody by CD. We had Musicland. I remember we had CD singles. Now, everybody's in the industry of downloading music. Pay for one song, 99 cents off Amazon. What happened to the industry? Artists are not making money. If they're still downloading music, and so now they have to take the other turn of going on the road or taking on acting jobs, and then the industry's changed so much, it's not even how it was back in the day. I remember back in the Motown days, the Stax days, where you had real true talent. You knew how to sing without a recording machine right there in front of these people, you got a contract. Nowadays, people sing, they just go to a studio, auto-tune their voice, make it sound better than what it is, bada bing, bada boom, they got a new record. And they just put anything out on the radio. Let's take it back to the old days. DJ on the table, spinning the records, little homecoming dances, girls, you know, little up against the guys doing a little dance. What happened? What is going on in the industry now? Brothers, help me out.
You know what, CK? I'm a take my stab at a little bit of that, and then I know our boy Elio got some.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I want to say this. First of all, for you know, congratulations to the, you know, the anniversary of Michael Jackson's Bad album. You know, I mean, that's a classic album. You know, who's bad? You know, you ain't bad. You ain't nothing. I gotta say this. May rest in peace. Mike is my dude. One of the greatest music entertainers of all time. No one will come close to MJ. But Mike could have came a little harder on that song. I know, you know, he could have been, who's bad? You know, who's bad? Kiss my ass. You ain't nothing. Come here. I smacked it. You know, he kind of came a little harder on it. But, you know, it's Mike, though. That's the way Mike do it. That's, you know, he came as hard as he knew how to come, you know. So definitely congratulations about that. I got to say this, though. Concerning the music industry, you're right. We have come a long way from, you know, 8-tracks and CDs and, you know, and cassette tapes and CDs and records and different things like that. And I know as the time goes by, we have to conform to new technology and we have to conform to, you know, to some of the new things and that's going on in entertainment to help keep up with the Joneses. But I got to say this as far as music is concerned and as far as the artists, you know, they're down. The internet is big. You know, everybody knew computers were going to be big. Everybody knew the internet was going to be big. So everybody just pretty much, the entertainment world just pretty much conformed to the internet and they caught up with the internet because they know everybody's on the internet 24/7. So you know, entertainers just figured, okay, the best way I'm going to get more press, I'm going to get more fans, is to start putting myself and my music on the internet. Now, as far as them losing money, I'm going to say this: music isn't as good as it used to be. Okay, there's a lot of artists. I mean, there's a lot of fans, like myself, that's not happy with a lot of the music that we're listening to lately. You know, a lot of the music that we're listening to these days, you know, I remember when you used to buy an album or a record or a cassette or whatever the case may be, and damn near every song on the album or the record or cassette was good. You know,
right.
But these days you don't have a lot of that going on. You may have one song or two songs that are good, and some people may have, you know, heard some of the other songs, and, man, all I really like is one or two songs. So they're just downloading those songs and that's it, and not purchasing the albums and not purchasing, you know. There's still some true believers out there that try to support their favorite artists. But because music, I think because music has taken a couple of steps down, and the fact that a lot of fans aren't really happy with what they're listening to, that's why music has taken a hit, and that's the reason why. And, of course, with, you know, illegal downloading and different things like that on top of it, that's the reason why it's taking a hit, and it's forcing a lot of the musical artists to have to look in other directions, you know, acting, producing, and different things like that, creating their own businesses. So it's allowed them and force them to have to go in different directions. Now, some it worked out for them, some it hasn't.
Right.
I think that's the reason why we're having some, you know, the issues in music that we're having today. What you got, Elio?
Me, I personally think that the human society, doesn't have anything to do with race, nothing like that. We're lazy. We're lazy individuals. Now, we go back from a time where we didn't have cars. We had to walk. It took a little bit longer to do so. Once cars come, things got a little bit faster, and that's what people wanted to do. And you guys, when you talk about music, one point we're drifting on the memory. Now we don't have time to sing. So it's like
right.
Time progresses, and we're trying to keep – we're literally trying to keep up with what's going on, and everything's just getting so more simpler and simpler. If we can get 10 people that can sing and throw some auto-tune on them, we'll do that to make that fast money rather than search for that artist. We don't want to put the work in. So it's just like it's time. People don't have the time for music, so they want to rush it. So we don't have the quality that we had back in the day. So, you know, as time progresses, it can only get worse. That's how it seems to me. I don't see us backtracking and taking them same processes, just like you said back in the Motown days, where artists come to the studio and, you know, sing their heart out. Nowadays you do have, you know, a few artists that may, you know, go that route, like J. Cole, for instance, going to, you know, Jay-Z's, you know, studio and waiting outside. He has talent. I believe he has talent. But you don't have a lot of people like that that's willing to pour their heart out for it, because it's so easy. It's so easy to get it. It's simple.
No doubt.
So, I mean, we won't have the same quality.
No doubt.
Right. I totally agree. I was going to say, you know how we when we were kids, we had to sit in the classroom, learn everything that the teacher taught us, right? And then what we learned was put to a test. And how I was in my teens, I used to think about this. I said, when somebody came out with a live album, or when they actually performed live, I'm like, that's their test to see if they show their talent really shows what they can do, instead of what we just hear on the record. And yeah, you're right, this generation, these times now, people are a little more lazy than they are more outgoing, upbeat, up-tempo. I remember the time when you had to be in before the light post came on, you know, and so that the industry has changed, yes, a whole lot. If we could go back to the days where music was affordable in stores, well, we still got places like Walmart, but like actually have an actual music store. But it would be great. I recall one day I was in Walmart and I seen a guy, and this is around when Vernon Music was really getting to be a big thing. He was in line with the box faithfully for the CD component to put into the computer. I'm like, wow. And go to the flea market. $2 for a CD, and they'd be stacked, the guys be ready, they'd be have all their music ready during the week, so when Friday comes, all they gotta do is load out, bada bing, bada boom, they're making their money right then and there. And the same way with movies. So I understand where now we would have to really just take all precautions and do what we have to do, be on our P's and Q's and work at it, because some of these singers have even gone to doing stage plays right now as well.
No doubt, bro. I agree. I mean, but you know, it's those different institutions, man, in a lot of our cities and neighborhoods and different things like that. I mean, they were the cornerstones, man, and you know, people, you know, love, man. You know, I can't wait to go to so and so's record shop, man, and get the new, you know, this album and a new so and so album, and you know, I mean, the same as barbershops, you know. I mean, you know, I can't wait to get to the barbershop, man, get my haircut and chit chat, you know, with the guys and have. I mean, those, you know, barbershops, record stores, you know, different institutions and businesses like that were the cornerstones of neighborhoods, and these days a lot of things are going so technological. Everything is hitting the internet. Everything is, you know, it's getting to a point. And I'm gonna tell you right now, I might save this. I think I might save it because, you know, everybody knows that my segment on a lot of our shows is D Slate Goes In, and I'm gonna save what I was gonna say about what's going on with technology today and why we're having some of the problems we have. And I'm going to save that for D Slate Goes In. But I absolutely agree, you know, with what CK is saying. I mean, we just need to try to get back to some of those, you know, those minor things that we were doing, those minor things that we were doing to, you know, in entertainment to kind of help bring back some of the true essence of music and help allow us to enjoy music like we used to. So I definitely think we need to definitely bring some of those things back. The Brothers Discussion, ladies and gentlemen, one of the new segments that we will be doing on the Tuesday spot. We definitely got my man Elio's segment coming up a little later in the show. Before I get to one of the things we were talking about, looks like we got a caller on the line. Let's go to the line real quick, see who we got on the line right now. 757-502. You're on the air with D Slade, CK, and Elio, the Tuesday spot. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what's going on, man? It's your boy Reality Jones calling out of Virginia, Norfolk.
Reality, what's good, bro? What's going on with you?
Oh man, I'm cooling, man. You know, just enjoying the show, just sitting back. Said I wanted to, you know, check y'all out. Good friend, Miss Fabulous, you know, in her absence and whatnot, I'm a good friend of hers. You know, I said I'd check that out. But I wanted to jump in on this discussion, man, you know, because CK had brought a real point to me.
That's real, bro. Go ahead and, you know, it's a brother's discussion. Give us your two cents right on it, bro. What you thinking?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm an R&B artist myself, you know, and also an actor myself. I do those things myself. And the thing is, though, I look at it like this, man. A lot of that has to do with nowadays, they look more onto the sex appeal now. You dig what I'm saying? I was looking into who looked better. Because, you know, I'm looking at it like this. You know, you get a cat like Gerald LaVert and you get Anthony Hamilton, you know, that's trying to go ahead and do the real R&B thing. And then all of a sudden, you know, Miguel pops up or, you know, they'll go crazy for Trey or something. You know what I'm saying? When cats like that got a better voice. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's more or less like they going into the sex sales stage. And as I want to say, Elion, didn't you say this earlier? You said something about you know, it decreases in years.
Exactly.
Through the Motown days. You know, and like I said, he got a point, though, because, you know, Jodeci wasn't nowhere near the Isley Brothers. And then, you know, you look out now, man, Miley's behavior is not no Jodeci. You know, so that's what we do. We decrease, man. We start getting lazy. And my thing is, I'm really trying to bring the whole genre of old school R&B back. I just want to bring back that whole 90s flavor. I want to bring back the whole everything for what I'm used to listening to. You know what I'm saying?
Now, RJ, let me ask you this, bro. Now, you mentioned some of the cats like Trey and Miguel and some of these other cats. Now, do you agree, though? Another one of the problems with a lot of these new dudes, man, is that a lot of times it's really truly hard to tell, you know what I'm saying, who's who. Because I'm going to be real with you. Trey is a talented singer. But when I first
heard him. Yeah, he is. I give him that.
When I first heard the brother, I thought it was R. Kelly. You know, so I feel like this because when I first heard the brother on the radio, I said, damn, I didn't know Kelly had a new song out. So, you know, but so when they announced him, I said, damn, see, and that was one of my problems because I feel like there's nothing wrong. You know, if you're a talented singer, that's wonderful. But I feel like this, you know, one of the biggest problems in music, is, you know, especially with new music, is that it's all about record sales. And how fast you can get these fans and these record sales. There's no more personality and there's no more originality.
That's true. I look at it like this right here though, D. I ain't mean to cut y'all out, baby, nothing like that.
Go ahead, bro.
Sometimes I see it as paying homage to your favorite artist. Cause myself, the swag I've been told, man, you know, I sound like three people rolled up into one. You know, I get my Dave Hollis on, I get my Jaheim on, and I get my Gerald on. You know what I'm saying? But it's like I pay homage to these cats because these are the cats that I'm inspired by. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like I have nothing wrong with Trey doing that. But the disrespectful thing that he did about this and R. Kelly now, you know, I thought that was real disrespectful when you're trying to be this brother. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right.
And so, And so, you know, I feel like, you know, it's okay if we paying homage or something like that. If that's our favorite artist and that's who we aspire to trend ourselves into or whatnot, not be like him, not bite off him, but if this is who inspired us, we're going to have a little bit of them in us. No doubt.
I mean, it's kind of like
the Maxwell and Prince thing.
and I agree, bro. I agree that if you're paying homage to him, then it's much respect. But let's admit, though, when some of the cats that we love listening to, I mean, let's be real, RJ, when you heard, when they played a Gerald song or when they played a Mint Condition song or whatever the case may be, you knew it was Mint Condition. You knew it was Gerald. You know what I'm saying? You knew who it was right away when the song was played. So I think we need to just really get back to trying to score a little bit more originality, because I remember growing up in this music game, man, and also trying to get into it myself growing up. One of the biggest things that new artists always heard from producers or anybody that they were trying to get with, you know, in a producer or a label or whatever the case may be, you always heard that, okay, in order for you to be successful, you had to have a gimmick.
Yeah, they give you that.
You had to have a gimmick. Right. You had to have something about you that was different and that's going to draw the attention to you. So then now you had a whole lot of people trying to come up with their own gimmick to be different. And I think we kind of lost that. We lost our way with that. And I think that's the reason why. I feel like that's the reason why a lot of people and a lot of fans have a problem with what they listen to today.
I'm more or less saying that again, man. I understand what you're saying too, because, and it goes back to basically saying the same thing that I say about, you know, people looking for sex sales, basically. You know, sex really sells. Let's be honest, man. You know, if you look good or whatnot, man, you're gonna get that break, and it's just that simple. For instance, you tell me who's the better singer, man, Anthony Hamilton or Miguel, man. You know, tell me who's the better singer.
Anthony Hamilton, of course.
Hands down, right? But who's going to get the better sales, though?
Miguel.
Okay, that's my whole point. A cat that can come up here and get auto-tunes popping off for him and be lazy and turn around and be a good eye for the women or whatnot, and, you know, he's going to get the better sales. Why? Because the world is thinking about what they see instead of what they hear. You know, it's kind of like the old saying goes, women like what they hear, that's why men lie. And men like what they see. That's why women wear makeup.
There it is. And then maybe every now and then they might throw some weave on or something. You know, I mean, I don't know. they take it to the next level. You know what I'm saying? So you know, that's the realness of it. hey, RJ, I want to say, bro, man, we definitely appreciate you. Calling in, man. I want to definitely extend and invite you to hang on the line with us and hang out with us tonight, man. As we go into some of the other discussions and things we're gonna be talking about tonight. But it looks like we got another caller. I'm gonna go to the phone lines. We may have sparked something up real quick. Let me go to the lines right now. Area code 662-2255. You're on a Tuesday spot with D Slade and the brothers, CK LEO. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Here's the thing. You have to have a gimmick. That's what I have. It's called Yes We Can. How's it, Triple Name? What's up? This is Improv, aka the Celebrity Impersonator.
What's good, bro? How you doing?
What's going on, man? Just put my impersonations on the line right now.
That's how you get. At first, I was like, "Damn!" I was about to say, "Damn, Mr. President, what's good?" I was about to really get it in with him, you know what I'm saying? But hey, I appreciate you calling in, bro. What's going on?
Oh man, just doing my thing, man. Hoping people go check me out on YouTube. M-PROV. That's my name. Improv, aka the Celebrity Impersonator. Check me out. Just, you know what I'm saying, just putting my little two cents in, doing my impersonation thing, trying to do these little independent films.
That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. What you got going on? What you working on right now?
Right now I'm in a feature indie film called Coffee Girl. I play the boss man of the coffee shop, hoping that be coming out real soon. Got some auditions. Hoping to go do the improv in Houston real soon, so.
No doubt. What's up? If anybody want to check you out on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, what's the handle so they can get so they can catch up with you?
Man, go check me out on YouTube.com. Type in M-P-R-O-V-V, or you can go to my Facebook page, Improv, a.k.a. The Celebrity Impersonator. My website is Wix.com/improv.
No doubt. No doubt, bro. What other impersonations do you do?
Man, I'm Bernie Mac, Terrence Howard, Stallone, Forrest Gump.
Let me hear some Bernie, man.
Can you imagine if Bernie Mac was interviewed at September 11th? Just how it would have went down if Bernie Mac had an interview where they would have been like, Bernie, what do you think about this tragic day? Let me tell you something. I mean, you know what I'm saying? By 9:45, the first airplane left out. By 9:45:10, the second airplane. But they turned around, came back into the twin. I said, I reckon some of them, excuse my friend, that's what I want to say, you know. I mean, I don't know what to say to him, you know. He had a sheet on his head when he got on the plane, you know. If I light him in the store, I'm messing up on sight. He gonna be some cash register to move around that day, you know. I ain't scared of you, mother.
No doubt. That's much respect. Much respect, man. I'm feeling that. That's hey, you know what? Definitely, bro, hang on the line, man. I'm gonna holler at you for a minute, but definitely hang on the line. We're gonna go to a couple. We're gonna do another music break real quick, you guys, and when we come back, we pulling my man Leo in for his segment on the Tuesday spot. Got the brothers in the building. Yes, all the brothers are in the building, getting it in tonight. Make sure you guys keep tuning into the D-Hour Show every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on the show. You can always check us out at www.blogtalkradio.com/D-Hour Show. You can also follow us on Twitter at D-Hour Show or check out our page on Facebook, The D-Hour Show. Or look, like I said before, just Google us and, you know, you'll get all the information you need. And if you see the picture of the pot of chitlins, just ignore it. That's all I want to say. Just ignore that. We're gonna go to the music real quick, ladies and gentlemen. It's my man Z Hunter with his single Insecure right here on the Tuesday spot. Let's go.
So paranoid, ooh, yeah, so vulnerable, make me believe it, girl, that I'm the only one that can satisfy you, that you want me, I ask you if it's sure, I'm insecure, tell me that you love me, I'm insecure, girl I hope I'm all you need, ooh. I'm insecure, tell me that you love me, I'm insecure, girl, I hope I'm all you need. Ooh, I must admit it, I don't trust a thing. Cause what you claiming, I already seen. And every time your phone light up, I'm thinking to myself, who could it be? kid. Tell me that you love me. I'm insecure. Girl, I hope I'm all you need. I'm insecure. Tell me that you love me. I'm insecure. Girl, I hope I'm all you need. Ooh. Mm-mm.
welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show right here on the blogtalkradio.com, getting it in. It's the Tuesday spot. You already know how we do, playing a hit. That was Naughty by Nature featuring Selena Johnson with their new hit, Do It. And before that was my man Z100 with his joint Insecure, getting it in. Got the brothers in the building. My brother host, CKLEO, got the brothers of the D-Hour Show in the building, and with our special guest, my man RJ Reality Jones, and our boy Improv, the celebrity impersonator in the building. You already know we're getting it in tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, I want to take this opportunity to let my man LEO introduce his segment on the Tuesday spot. LEO, if you please, introduce your segment, the new segment on the Tuesday spot for the ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Here we go. This segment here is called Lose Yourself. Now, that's exactly what it means, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to lose ourselves. So basically, your skin right now is see-through. So you're putting everything on the table, confession time, everything out in the open. And the subtitle for today is My Favorite Nightmare. Now, the nightmare is not necessarily a nightmare. What it is it's a dream that you wouldn't tell the next person, but subconsciously you want that dream to come back. So I'm going to go around the table first. I'm going to start with my boy CK. I got to put you on the spot, my brother. But it's a dream that occurs every once in the blue, that you will be ashamed to tell the next person, but subconsciously you want it to come back.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
That's a good one. Dang.
It's all right. You got to think about that.
Yeah, I got to think about that one. This is something to think about. Like, really? Like, what the... I guess, you know, I want to say I've been for a couple of years, I had a few restless nights, and I don't know if television being on has something to do with the playing part of my sleep, but I'll have these dreams, these nightmares, like about Armageddon times where people are fighting at each other, destruction's going on, and it'll freak me out, and I never spoke to anyone about it. But I want to see, I would like to see what's going to be the outcome of it.
Okay, so you said subliminally, you want to go back to that dream to figure out what was going on in it.
Right, because so many things going on at the same time. You had this, and everything was happening, like, at the same minute, at the same second, same, everything was just, like, countering at the same time, like, like a thousand voices going in your head, you trying to tell everybody to shut up, but you can't. So it was crazy. So I was like, I'm wondering what will be the outcome. Is this something that's going to actually happen in real life? You know, so many different theories about 2012. I don't know. Hell, I'm just want to see the outcome of it. Yeah.
But RJ, you want to touch on that?
You know, I'm almost scared to tell y'all the business, because he sounded all professional and deep with it, you know. My nightmare was something totally different, you know. I, country boy like myself, you know, I don't, you know.
It's all good, though, RJ. It's all good, though, Frank.
Well, since the brother's talking, you know, I'm going to go ahead and tell my business then. My mine was about this big girl that I went to school with back in high school, you know. It was a big girl, you know, real, you know. Real. I'm not gonna put a name out there, but she's a real big girl. You know where this dream going. But anyway, you know, I want to wake up, but I don't, you know, because you know the story about, you know, the ones that you won't tell nobody that you laid up with, they normally be the best, you know what I'm saying? Like, I won't tell nobody that I laid up with this chick, but boy, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to tiptoe over here at my 12:30 when nobody ain't looking. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go on over there and check that out. But, yeah, I had a dream about this girl. And
you know, and at first I was like, oh, my God, please wake up, please wake up, please wake up. But in the midst of it, you know, you start thinking, wait a minute, would she really do all this that she was doing? And so, you know, you go back to it, and I'm not gonna front y'all. You know, I really called her a couple of days afterwards, you know, and to see what was up. So, but yeah, that's a dream. Let's move on. Let's move.
All right, celebrity impersonator, you got something for us?
Yeah, man. See, my thing. I just want to dream that my wife got a big old booty. I'm talking about. When she stand on the porch, her booty be still in the house. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about she can walk down the street and turn over stuff like solar systems and Tonka trucks. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about if anything ever happened to her, I want them to be able to put her in a prehistoric museum like them dinosaurs, the shape of them bones of them dinosaurs. Yeah, that's what I want to dream about right there. But I ain't going to tell nobody else, just y'all. I'm just telling y'all.
Now, before I tell mine's improv, what would one of your celebrities say about it?
Karen, okay. what are you thinking about this situation?
See, man, I want you to believe me same way I believe in you, man. You was bad back in the day, man. See, man ain't like the dive. You like big booty girls, man.
No doubt, Terrence. I think, I agree with you, man. That was the real hustle and flow right there. I agree with you, no doubt. I'm like RJ, man, I'm kinda scared to tell y'all this. But brother's talking tonight, so I'm gonna put the business out there, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get your
voice
twisted though. Don't get it twisted. I think mine was almost kinda like RJ's a little bit. I'm going to set the scene for you guys. I'm going to set the scene because you know how your boy D. Slate is. I'm going to set the scene for you guys. Here we go. I'm on the beach. Yeah, on the beach, chilling. You know, the waves is coming in. It's almost like that Corona commercial.
Okay?
On the beach, chilling. They bring over the frosty brews, you know, the drinks, and, you know, I'm joined by two ladies, okay? And the sexy voices, and they like, they bring over the drinks, and I'm like, yeah, ladies, you guys enjoying the beach right now? They like, yeah, baby, everything is good, you know, everything is cool, and I'm like, yeah, that's cool, you know. And I'm sitting there chilling, and then I notice it, you know, it's kind of getting late a little bit, and. You know, the sun is definitely going down. You know, it's still kind of light out, and a lot of people are leaving the beach. So then the ladies, they say to me, they was like, well, they said, baby, there's really nobody else on the beach right now. So I think you know what time it is. I said, and I was like, ladies, you know, I'm not a menage a trois type of person. I said, I don't know if I want to get out like that. And they said, don't worry, nobody's on the beach. You know, everybody, nobody's gonna know but us. And I'm just like, well, you know, I'm always down for new things, and I'm always down to try something new. I said, you know, so I don't have a problem with that, you know. And they said, well, we've already taken our clothes off. We're just waiting for you to take yours off. So I'm like, cool, you know. So I'm taking mine off slowly. You know, I'm taking my shorts, you know, my trunks and stuff off slowly. And they said, yeah, you ready? And I'm like, cool. And I look over, and it's Star Jones and Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh.
Oh Lord!
Whoa, Hallie, you should have took two pistols.
Okay,
shoot.
Okay, was it? You know, you gotta ask about Star Jones, like ask about Luther. Was it little star, or big star, or medium star with the skin just ain't right? Brother, it was big star with the skin ain't right.
Oh, man, dang, that ain't good.
Hey, I just took the Corona bottles and started beating myself upside the head with it, man. And then to make matters worse, I wake up like, damn, you know. And then I wake up and I hear, baby, you okay? And I look over and it's Star Jones and Rosie O'Donnell.
Star Jones, she kind of look like E.T.
phone home after she lost all that weight. Yeah, that ain't. Yeah, you probably should have got it running then when you seen that.
Yeah, I think it's time for me to take that walk of shame now.
I got to agree with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, about time for you.
I got to agree with that with you, too, Improv. I noticed she kept eating a lot of Reese's Pieces, too, man. I don't know where that came from. But,
yeah. See, now, Big Star Jones, I probably would have, you know what I'm talking about, just, man. But just that little bit of one. I don't really just do that little bit of one.
All right, here we go. Here we go. This is Elio. His
okay.
Walk of shame. All right, here we go. This dream happens sequentially, you know, every so often. I'm getting chained down and held down by the Wicked Witch of the West.
What the hell?
Don't be alarmed. Look, it is what it is. I'm letting it out there. I'm putting it out there. Losing myself. All right. The Wicked Witch of the West, she's grabbing my leg, and the only way she'll let me go if I hit. So,
hold on, wait. Elio, now was it the Wicked Witch of the West from the Wizard of Oz, or was it the Wiz?
The
yeah.
Green chick.
No, he said.
We,
wow.
We go
man.
In.
Wow.
We go in.
And you couldn't wake up until you hit.
And I kind of enjoyed it. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, damn.
Did both y'all get on the brooms?
Yeah, you seen her ride the broom?
Yeah.
Hey, so then after that, you wake up screaming, there's no place like home.
There was no place like home. And
did you put some red shoes on?
It's like a nightmare. It's like a nightmare.
He got them red boots up off of. That's what he did. That what happened.
You should have put on a pair of Timberland boots and got to fight.
So there you go. I lost myself. Y'all, yeah,
oh,
I'm
man,
crazy,
that's
man.
Real.
Man, I had the same. I was about to knock down Mike Tyson's wife. I was a kid, man. I said, Mike Tyson will come here and beat the breastman out of me. I was about 7 years old, man. I'm talking about Robin Givens back when she was doing Boomerang. That's when I was about to hit it. I was dreaming.
And you thought she was cool, and you thought she was cool at first when you heard Mike Tyson's voice, and then you
I was like,
around,
man, I'm gonna hit Robin Givens. I said, no, this couch.
Wow.
Man,
well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. There it is, right there. That's our last segment, our new segment of the Tuesday Spot: Lose Yourself and the Brothers Discussion. And you will definitely be getting more of that every Tuesday on the Tuesday Spot. And we're gonna be getting in with you guys as always. The brothers is in the building right now. We got some more music. Take another quick music break, then we're gonna come back and try to close it out for you guys. I definitely want to, for our last discussion for all the brothers, we got to discuss American Idol and Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey and Keith Urban as judges. Yeah, we're going to have to get in on that one. But when we come back, we definitely going to discuss that. Right now, we got my girl Shamora. We'll build you a house right here on the Tuesday Spot. Let's go.
Tonight, I'm gonna feel Yeah, yeah. Now that's what I call real hip hop. Are you a lover of hip hop? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that hip hop is not dead? Then if you do, the place to be is notyourhead.web.com. At Nod Your Head, get exactly what you want. Pure hip hop, real hip hop, untainted hip hop, and all of the above. Come to nodyourhead.web.com and get all the latest in hip hop news, videos, and hip hop music. And see interviews with some of the hottest stars in the game, past and present. And if you come to nodyourhead.web.com, you might just take a trip down hip hop's memory lane. That's nodyourhead.web.com. So come on through, and let's make sure hip hop stays alive and well, no doubt.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome.
Hi.
Right here on the Hour Show, getting it in, you know, for the fit-ins. The brothers is in the building. D. Slate, my brother host, CK and LEO, getting it in. We got our guests in the building, RJ Reality Jones, my man Improv, hanging out with us tonight. Oh, yeah, the brothers is in the building right now. You just got through listening to my girl Shamora with Build You a House. Definitely, D. Slate was going to go in tonight, ladies and gentlemen, but we having some fun tonight, and the brothers is, you know, was kicking it, and I don't want to bring the mood down, so I'm going to save my go-in for Thursday. But I think that tonight, I mentioned earlier, everybody out there, American Idol fans, you guys know that Jennifer Lopez and Steven Tyler left the show for personal and business purposes, but Randy Jackson remained on the show as a judge, and joining him is his friend Mariah Carey, as well as that just been announced, Nicki Minaj and Keith Urban, the country star. Now, they've never had a country star, judge on there before, so that's a little that I can give them a little bit of respect on that one. I gotta say though, Nicki Minaj, the hip hop artist, there's no hip hop artist or rappers on American Idol, and Nicki Minaj can't sing, so I'm a little floored by that decision. But as well as, you know, I don't know. I'm not really understanding that whole decision for her to do that, but I've also been hearing, allegedly, in the first few tapings of the new season for American Idol, that Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey aren't getting along with each other, and the two divas are having problems with each other. Nicki Minaj was talking and giving her opinion about something to one of the contestants, and Mariah Carey cut her off and started giving her opinion, and then Nicki Minaj started talking over her. Cut her off and started talking over her, and it was a whole big deal. So apparently the diva attitudes are clashing with each other. I'm gonna start off with our guest, Improv. What you think, bro?
Yes, it is very correct. The demon attitude is really in Nicki Minaj. I know Nicki Minaj probably fine. Yeah, she look real good, but I couldn't have just married Nicki Minaj because, I mean, y'all sitting at the breakfast table. She just got through cooking. Hello, honey. How are you? I'm fine, Nicki, and how are you? But you know, Nicki Minaj is the seed of the seed of Chucky seed. She get doing that to Rex Sandham after he, what you gonna get? I would have shot Nicki Minaj. She get doing that to Rex.
RJ, what you think, bro? RJ.
Oh, my bad. I had put my face on the darn mute button by mistake. Sorry about that.
You're all good, bro.
Yeah, but, you know, that happens sometimes, too. But, I honestly look at it like, you know, Nicki is, I guess she's somebody I can't take serious. And, you know, and if I don't take you serious, I can't take the show serious. You know what I'm saying? So I don't agree with that move at all. As far as, you know, somebody, and I would feel, I really would feel disrespected if somebody that has no vocal ability, period, come tell me that, you know, I can't sing, or I can't, I should do this, or I should do that, when
exactly
you built your
exactly
whole career, you know.
And I agree, and I agree with you, and I think, I truly think that that's going to be an issue going into the show. But RJ, big point, bro. I absolutely agree with that wholeheartedly. Leo, what you think, bro?
All I got to say is Mitt Romney, publicity stunt. It's just to get more fans in. Nicki Minaj is that big face. Why not? It has no substance to it. It has no reason. She's not going to be an asset to the show. Just like RJ made the perfect point. She's not a singer. How can you judge someone that sings? It's a publicity stunt. Just like the with her in the election.
There it is. CK?
Yeah, like Elio said, you know, with Nicki Minaj being on the show, they just really brought her in because they know that she got a lot of supporters out there. And they see Nicki Minaj on American Idol, they're going to bring ratings up to bring the show back. Because to me, the show has been really declining, in my personal opinion. But I would not audition and her telling me that I ain't have what it takes. And I'd be like, have you seen your latest video lately? Have you seen your last performance? Really? I'm not feeling you either. You probably need to come up here and audition, get the truth told.
They could have had Fantasia get back up there. She could have judged somebody. Even though she could have read their name, she still could have told them they could sing.
Well, that's probably wrong for
them. You know what I'm
right
saying?
There,
it
man.
Sounds funny, but it's true, you know.
Shoot, where Paula Abdul at?
That's real. I know, ain't she? I know she need a job or something, don't she?
Oh, man, I ain't going to be going there on
the Delicious could have been on now.
They might have to pull up.
Delicious
could
sing. She sung on Flavor Flav.
Hey, they might have to pull her back in. I agree, man. As a singer, you know, Nicki Minaj telling me, you can't really make it as a singer. You can't sing. I'll tell her, you know, and you can't
you
really
did it.
She tell me you can't make it as a singer, and I'll say, I like to be a clown in a circus. Can you hook me up? Because I know, you know, you one of the number one clowns of Ringling Brothers. So hook me up.
Shoot. I bet you tell her she can act like she got to Rick Singles, she wouldn't make it no more.
I don't know, man. Taking her flashy booty off.
And then I could see her getting mad and taking out and pulling off that that fake booty like, I'm going to get you sucker, and just throwing it at me.
Let me ask, can I ask a question, fellas, if y'all don't mind? I mean, I know this, you know, the D-Hour show, this ain't the RJ show, but I got a question.
Go ahead.
And, you know, and I hope that we can fit this in here real quick. Hey, what do y'all think about that? What do y'all think about, you know, the women versus the men on this? You know, what do you feel about the whole process of, okay, women can get fake lashes, they can go get a breast implant in, and they can go get fake butts, and, you know, they can get lip injections and all that stuff, and then they can turn around. Right, and turn around and, you know, and they can even tighten up their area, you know, they can tighten it up, you know. So what is it that a fella could do, you know? I mean, because we all back, you know, we really can't do much. I mean, what do y'all think about that? Is that foul play, or is that just, you know, society's gotten to a point to where looks have gotten that darn important to where folks just go ahead and make them a new body?
I will say,
You know what, RJ? I'm gonna say this real quick. I'm gonna let my man CK hit you with it, but I'm gonna say this. I think that we had a disadvantage because, first of all, brothers ain't finna go get no ass injections. So also a brother, we got too much pride. Okay, even with the one. A body part we do have that's very, very significant. We got too much pride to go to a doctor and say, look here, Doc,
let me put 2 more inches on it. Yeah, I dig it.
I need to put about 2 more inches on it. You know what I'm saying? We got 2 more spots to even go and do that. So we,
yeah,
I think we had a disadvantage. I don't know. CK, what was you saying, bro?
Well, I was going to say I want to go see if I can get a APAC implant, you know, done on me, you know, take the little section out real quickly, you know, get an APAC implant,
you know,
see if I get
the
process.
I give you that. I say we go to the doctor and say, look here, can you put my name on the 6-pack donor list? So, you know, if one of these bodybuilders pass away, just give me his six pack.
Can I get a Rambo body? Arnold body?
I never thought about that. You know, because if I had that chance, I swear, on stage I have my shirt off more than Tyrese. I swear I'd be making every show just about. I wouldn't care.
when you go in the back after the show, just pull all that out. So, yeah, let me go and slide this off then.
Hey, that's real.
Take everything off like Pee Wee Herman from the 80s.
Oh man, hey, that's cool, RJ. I can appreciate that. No, that's real though, man. It's like we had a disadvantage though because it's not a lot we can go get done, and women are going to get stuff done like crazy. So like I said before, we got too much pride.
Add
about 2 or 3 more inches, you know, I'm good with what I got. I just want to feel a little bit more secure.
You know, I won't even go by no extends, brother. You know the new little medicine, the extends. And the other stuff, the stuff that the natural growth hormones and stuff, I won't go buy it. I really can't see myself going in the store, man, getting a pack of Cools and reaching to the bag and saying, hey, let me get them stuff nice and
I tell you who didn't try to change nothing on her body, a Kim Wayne. She just stayed the same Kim. She didn't try to change nothing on her body. Just stayed the same Kim.
I salute her for that. Even though she like a 12-year-old boy, I salute her for it.
Hey, so you said instead of Kim, she should be called Kenyon, huh?
Yes, she needs to be called Kenyon.
Oh, man, that's crazy as hell, bro.
how is that feel walking in the door? And the doctor says, so Mr. Slade or Miss Elio, which body do you prefer? Do you prefer the D'Angelo, the Arnold Schwarzenegger, or Lux?
I'll say, well, you know what, Doc? I just heard that LL whooped somebody's ass for breaking in his house. Give me the LL Cool J.
Man, look.
Pull up to the McDonald's leg. Yeah, let me get a genuine half and get that 99 cent Tyrese chest right there. Let me just go on and get that.
Let me get the old Busta Rhymes body. You know, get that ready for the fall. You know, something for the ladies. Yeah.
Let me get the genuine baby hair. I'm blown that he said that, y'all. Genuine baby hair.
Let me get you with the extra grease. They gonna lay it down. Just get the extra grease.
Oh wow!
He said, "Yeah, look here. Me and my girl going on vacation next week. Can I get the old Lou Ferrigno? Can you hook me up with the old Lou Ferrigno?
Would you want that green or regular color?
You get a medium brown.
I want to say this, ladies and gentlemen. We coming to the wind down right now, and I just want to thank everybody for tuning into the D Hour Show tonight. We getting it in, the brothers getting it in tonight on the D Hour Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Definitely big ups to my man Improv and my man RJ for my man Reality Jumps for hanging out with us tonight. And I definitely want to extend the invitation to RJ and Improv to definitely come and hang out with us on Tuesdays, man, and, you know, definitely get it in with us if they want to. But we had a ball tonight, man. Definitely extend an invitation to the brothers to come hang out with us anytime they want to. And I just want to tell everybody, keep tuning into the D Hour Show every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on the show.
Tomorrow we got Naja here Wednesday tomorrow with my man L1 and tomorrow the hip hop show. So definitely make sure you guys check out Naja here Wednesday tomorrow with L1 and RC. They may have some surprise guests on the show tomorrow, so definitely make sure you guys tune in. And we got Celebrity Thursday this Thursday and also Indie Up Saturday, so make sure you guys keep it locked. I want to say, CK, you got any closing comments for the folks tonight?
Let's see. This week I'm going to be selling Nicki Minaj's chicken wing necklaces for $23.99 so I can pay for my D'Angelo body for the upcoming winter. You know, I gotta hug up with somebody for this winter, you know. But on a real note, y'all, stay inside.
Nicki Minaj wings, man.
Oh, hell.
Available Beyonce baby pouches, you know.
Oh, man. Leo, bro, you got to close the comments for the peeps.
Definitely. Of course, live every day optimistically, and don't knock the Wicked Witch of the West. She got it.
with the red slippers and all.
With the red slippers and all.
RJ,
stay away
bro,
from the water.
RJ, bro, you got to close the comments for tonight, bro.
Oh yeah, I wanna thank you for, you know, allowing me to go in and crash the party for a minute. I appreciate it. I love hanging with the brothers. I will be back on Tuesday. If, you know, since y'all extended that opening for me. Thank you. I will be back. You know, I'm gonna keep coming until you kick me out. y'all look me up, man. Definition of Me is out now. That is my CD, my R&B. CD that I just put out here recently. Catch me with my band Evolution Soul on Fridays and Saturdays at 45 degrees. I love to be on I Got Something to Say show with my girl Poetic Justice, so hopefully I'll be on that one day with her. And
RJ, I want to say this, bro. Hit me up on the email, man, and send us some of your music, man, so we can get it in rotation.
Oh, I sent you two tracks while you was playing on the radio just a second ago. You already in there, buddy. You in there.
For sure. That's what's up.
You already in there. I already sent it to you.
Improv, you got any closing comments, bro, tonight?
Yeah, I want everybody to come check me out on my Facebook page. It's Improv, a.k.a. the Celebrity Impersonator. And become a fan. Yep. Thanks for having me on the show. Thanks for the invitation, man.
No doubt, bro. Yeah. No doubt. Hang out, ladies. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, D, my bad. I meant to say this in my closing. Big girls need love, too. Amen.
Big girls need love, too. Real big girls need love.
real.
And I just want to say again, thank you guys for hanging out with us on the Tuesday spot. The brothers getting it in tonight. We're going to be getting it in like this always, so make sure you guys hang out and check us out. And in closing, I want to say, man, please enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night. And if you wake up in a cold sweat and you look over and Star Jones and Rosie O'Donnell was in your bed, count your eyes out and run out the house. That's all I got to say. Keep on and we'll see you guys next time. Make sure you tune in to my man Brock Gunny and RC on Naja Head Wednesday tomorrow. We'll holler at y'all and get with y'all next time. Please enjoy the rest of your night. Oh, yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
Peace.
Good night, everybody.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around.
travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the Starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.